This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Donald Trump's second impeachment trial begins tomorrow in the U.S. Senate. Now, the Massachusetts congressional delegation have been pushing change in Washington for several weeks now. You've got Representative Ayanna Pressley calling out white supremacy, Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal pushing to expand the child tax credit, Rules Committee Chair Jim McGovern advancing a resolution to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committees. This week, Senators Markey and Warren are on deck, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is following them. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Hey, nice to be here, Tiziana.
Anthony, it's kind of hard to get your head around the fact that this is going to be our second Senate impeachment trial in just over a year. Is it going to be similar structurally to last time?
Well, in the basic sort of the way it's set up, it's going to be similar in the sense that the House managers will bring the case before the senators, who will sit and listen and act as the jury. But it's a very different kind of trial. The first trial was based on evidence that was uncovered over many months by the House about, you know, that private phone call between Trump and the president of Ukraine. And there were lots of closed-door meetings, and it was a real investigation that went in, and then a sort of debate about interpretation of events and what they all meant. In contrast, the second trial is going to be based almost entirely on the visceral experience of what these House managers lived and the senators as well. It's going to be just one count against the president, that he essentially excited that mob to attack the Capitol. So in that sense, it's very different. It's probably going to be a lot shorter as well. The first impeachment trial lasted 3 weeks. Democrats are aware that Biden has an agenda to pass. He's got a cabinet to fill. And they don't want this to stretch on and on and on. So the thinking is it's going to be more like 1 week long.
So let's dive into it a little bit. I understand you were on the phone with Senator Ed Markey just before the show. Did he talk to you about President Trump's lawyers' arguments that the whole thing is unconstitutional because he's not president right now?
That's right. I mean, that's going to be one of the main arguments that Trump's lawyers will make, that he did not, they're going to say that he didn't incite his supporters to violence and that he did nothing wrong, but they're also going to say that it's unconstitutional and unnecessary to impeach him because impeachment is for people who are in office and Trump is now a private citizen and out of office. You know, I did talk to Markey about that, and he made the point that Democrats make, that it's absolutely appropriate to use impeachment against a president, even if he's out of office, for crimes and high crimes and misdemeanors that he committed while in office. Otherwise, there would be this idea of a January exception, right? Any president who's about to leave office could do whatever he or she wanted to do without fear of any kind of punishment. So here's a little bit of what Markey said to me about that.
It defies logic to suggest that the Senate is prohibited from trying and convicting former office holders. Otherwise, those office holders can act with impunity.
Right. So that's the idea. And it should be pointed out as well, Tiziana, that although there has been some debate about the constitutionality of this idea of impeaching people who are out of office, a lot of people over many years have sided with the Democrats on this. That this is absolutely a constitutional procedure. But we're going to hear both sides of that argument in the days ahead.
You talked about this sort of visceral case that the Democrats are going to make. Can you give us the outline of it in this single article?
Well, I mean, the idea begins with, I mean, there are a lot of details that we can talk about, but you know, shortly before the Capitol was breached, Trump addressed that rally of his supporters in the Ellipse, not far from the White House, and basically told them to fight like hell. And they marched down, and in short order, the Capitol was breached. And a number of things happened, as we know. And Markey talked about this as well. I mean, Trump, after the Capitol was breached, tweeted that, you know, Mike Pence had let him down. And soon these folks were inside the Capitol chanting, among other things, "Hang Mike Pence." So here's a little bit more of what Senator Markey did when he kind of laid out part of this case in a fairly methodical and lawyerly way. Here's what he said.
when he sent the tweet about Pence at 2:24 in the afternoon, he knew that the mob had already breached and that the tweet would incite the mob further to violence and insurrection to stop a constitutional process. And the tweet incited the mob to further violence.
And Tizian, I think, you know, this is one of the ways that this second impeachment trial against Trump is going to be very, very different from the first, because it's really going to involve the sort of visceral reaction of folks like Ed Markey, frankly, who were actually locked down during the uprising. And so they're going to have some pretty strong feelings about what happened that day.
You talked about a shorter trial. You know, Biden's got an agenda hanging out there. So, you know, time used here isn't passing new stimulus checks or trying to raise the federal minimum wage. There has been this argument that this is a waste of time because there's a foregone conclusion. Right now, it doesn't look like 17 Republicans, the necessary number, will join Democrats on this. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good argument. But I think Democrats and Ed Markey is among them really believe that, you know, you just can't let the kind of, you know, really irresponsible behavior, as they see it, go pass with impunity. I mean, some people are saying, yeah, turn the page and move on. But that's pretty difficult to do if you were in the Capitol and you know, were essentially a potential victim of this uprising. So here's Ed Markey also talking about being able to both commit to Biden's agenda, getting those cabinet posts filled, and essentially responding to what they see as a constitutional requirement to hold this trial.
We have to continue to move forward on a COVID relief bill, on an infrastructure bill, and at the same time have the trial of Donald Trump for what I believe was a constitutional violation.
And Tizian, it's worth noting as well that Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts says the riot at the Capitol took place because America hasn't dealt with the problem of white supremacy head on. And she basically made the case against folks who say it's time to turn the page, is that you can't turn the page on something like this unless you deal with it head on. So here she is on CNN yesterday.
As a country, we have been turning the page. If we really believe that this is a moment of reckoning in every way, then we must act accordingly.
So Congressman Pressley there talking yesterday on CNN.
All right. So you've been doing a lot of reporting on the future of the Massachusetts Republican Party sort of in parallel here, especially now that President Trump's out of office. What are you hearing about where state GOP leaders stand on this impeachment trial?
Well, you're talking about specifically here in Massachusetts. I mean, you know, I think the Republican Party everywhere is sort of dealing with the same debate within its ranks. I mean, Donald Trump, if you believe the polls, remains enormously popular among rank and file Republicans. And that's probably the case here in Massachusetts, although I haven't seen any specific polling on that question. But the state party is run by Jim Lyons, who was a very strong Trump supporter. At the same time, you've got folks like Charlie Baker, who really have done a lot to distance themselves from Donald Trump. So I really think that represents the kind of conflict that is playing out across this country, whether to embrace the president or to insist on consequences and essentially move the party more toward the reasonable center. And you see that playing out all across the country in the states. You see it at the national level as well with the national party.
So if Senate Republicans do embrace the president and he is acquitted, then the door is open for him to run again in 2024. What does that mean for other hopefuls for the presidency and for the party writ large?
Well, what it means is that the Republican Party would remain Donald Trump's party. And I think it would be very difficult for people to run against him. That, I think, is also what is so central to this debate about impeachment. And that is, I think Democrats really want to do whatever they can to ensure that Donald Trump doesn't run for office, can't run for office and return to the White House. And in a funny way, I think people like Mitch McConnell, even though he was very slow to get there, would feel a lot more comfortable if, you know, Donald Trump was no longer a factor in 2024. But Republicans are having a hard time navigating that particular one, and we're going to have to see how that plays out. And step one is going to be the way they respond to this impeachment trial.
All right. That is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks.
Sure. My pleasure.